What it is. Welcome to the Roarcast Podcast. This is Justin Barton with you here from Lindenwood University first year programs, along with the other host with the most,
Lauren Porter.
You look so thrilled, Lauren.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little bit sleepy. I've been in tech.
I was really hyped for that intro.
Oh, you know what? You were, and I'm really proud of you for that.
Thanks, Lauren.
You're welcome.
I really feel your proudness.
You know what? My goal is to hype you up.
Thanks. Thanks so much. What are we talking about today? What is this? Episode 30 what?
38.
38. Professionalism.
Professionalism.
Yes.
How does one be professional?
What is professionalism?
I don't know.
What is the deepness of professionalism?
What is the definition of professionalism?
What is the definition?
These are all questions that we must ask ourselves.
Right.
And how does one become professional? And how does one define professionalism? And how does one define professionalism themselves, right? Because your professionalism is probably different than my professionalism.
Yeah, and I think that professionalism, you know, is interpreted in many different ways depending on where you are, right? Mm-hmm. Here is what Google Dictionary, how would they define professionalism?
100% reliable right there.
100%. It's online, so it must be 100% legit.
Abraham Lincoln said that.
The competence or skill expected of a professional is professionalism. The key to quality and efficiency is professionalism, is a quote. The practicing of an activity, especially a sport, by a professional rather than an amateur player. The trend towards professionalism.
So the opposite of an amateur. Heard. Understood.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. So how would you define professionalism? How would you define the actions of a professional?
That is a really good question. In my brain, professionalism is being timely, being on top of your work, being appropriate at work. Like when it comes to conversations at work, you're not going to be like, oh, hey, I just went to a huge party and I'm super tired from it. It's like, no, here's a professional. I went to a house and hung out with some friends and I'm here and I'm excited to be here. I don't think that made any sense, but.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like there are things that we can talk about at work and there are things that we can't talk about at work. And there are things that we can do at work and there are things we cannot do at work. And that is because there are certain things in this world that are professional. And there are things in this world that are unprofessional.
It's knowing your audience, knowing your surroundings. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's also just, you know, making sure that you're doing the right thing in the right moments.
Yeah.
And even in the moments when you think people aren't looking at you, mm-hmm. right? I told you, as we were preparing for the show, I told you about the story that I call Windows. Mm-hmm. And it kind of goes like this. So there was an individual who was going for a job interview, and they went to this building that was multiple floors, full glass on the outside of this building. And they got out of their car, and they threw a bunch of trash out of their car onto the parking lot.
Rude.
They went up to do this interview. They started doing the interview, and the interviewer asked them, so why did you think it was okay to throw all of your trash onto the floor, onto the parking lot?
Yikes.
So that individual, not realizing that they weren't doing the right thing, they weren't being professional when they were in public, when they were getting ready to go into this institution for an interview, really kind of already set the tone for their not being professional because mm-hmm. of their actions.
Yeah.
They didn't realize that the employer could see them from the top floor through that glass, right? Mm-hmm. So it's about doing the right thing. It's about acting the right way. It's about carrying yourself with the right attitude. So there's lots of advice out there in regards to professionalism, the things you should do as a professional. And one of those, this one says, it's from the Elmbrook Center, whatever that is.
Gotta be sounds legit, reliable.
Right? It says, be habitually courteous to your teachers. These are tips for college students.
Heard.
Be habitually courteous to teachers.
What is habitualous?
Like habitually, like you develop a habit, you always do it.
Oh my gosh, we learned a new word today. Look at us learning.
Day after day.
Habitualous.
Be habitually courteous to your teachers.
Yeah, okay.
Fellow students and university staff. So just be nice to everybody. in general, right? Mm-hmm. Golden rule right. type of situation. Mm-hmm. Be habitually punctual. You talked about that. Being on time.
All right? day, every day.
Being on time, including going to class, right? Meeting deadlines. Be ready to work with others and develop the flexibility to be able to accommodate to their needs and schedules within reason, mm-hmm. right? So being professional is also working through conflict without raising your voice, without getting angry, without throwing out cuss words. It's trying to be flexible, reach that middle ground, and try to reach an understanding of where that other person is coming from.
Absolutely.
What observations have you had with any of this? Have you seen it as a student? Have you seen it? I mean, you do a lot of internships. You've done a lot of internships.
I have.
You work a lot with a lot of professionals.
I do.
What have you seen in your time?
Well,
that's a deep question.
It is a
deep. What have you seen in your time, Lauren?
A lot. I've seen a lot in my life. But when it specifically comes to professionalism, I have a really good example. So when I was an intern at Shakespeare and Company, I loved my job. Everything about it. It was my favorite place on earth. And I still will talk about it in such high regards. Like, I loved being there. I loved the people. And I was my most professional because I was able to be excited and happy at my workplace. That wasn't the case for Glimmerglass, which is my other internship. I love that company. And I love what I did, but sometimes I had a really hard time with my job. And so I was really struggling with being professional, not because of what they were doing, but because of my own mindset. When I got into that job, I was in a brand new space in the middle of nowhere. And again, it had nothing to do with the job or what I was doing or the people I was around. It all had to do with my mentality. And so I think when it comes to being professional, it's about your mentality of where you work. Even if you're struggling, having that positive attitude really does help you become more professional. Because I'm not going to lie, I cried to my boss multiple times when I was there. I was like, I'm really struggling here and I don't know what to do. And that was not professional in the sense that it put more burden on my boss and I was trying to set a good example. And here I was breaking down pretty much every other day.
Yeah.
And so I think I learned a really big lesson of finding the joy in the job and how important that is for me to be my professional self.
Yeah, I mean, your environment's really important, right? Mm-hmm. It's a question of, is crying professional? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is showing that emotion professional?
I think that depends on the manager, right? Mm-hmm. Because, like, in theater, it's a very emotionally driven workplace, right? We are dealing with a lot of emotional human beings. And so crying at the workplace is pretty normal, actually. But I don't know. Like, I'm fairly confident that, like, my mom's an accountant. Mm. I'm fairly confident that if any of her people were to cry in her office, she'd be like, okay, what's going on? What's going on? Like, yeah. Let's talk about it. And so I think crying is not unprofessional, but what I was doing, my actions were unprofessional in the sense that, like, I wasn't happy to be there. Mm. And so I don't hide my emotions. Like, you can see my emotions on my face 24/7.
Yeah.
And so I was not professional in the sense that, like, I dragged my feet multiple days. I was like, I don't want to be here. I'm tired.
Weren't giving your best work.
I wasn't giving my best work. I wasn't doing what the company expected of me and what I promised to do.
Yeah.
And so there, I wasn't my best professional self.
Yeah.
And that was a learning opportunity of me figuring out what does it mean to be professional? What does it mean to be able to find happiness in a stressful time and things like that?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes emotions just happen, mm-hmm. right? I think we have to be conscious of how we are regulating our emotions. Mm-hmm. I don't see crying as a weakness whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I think it's a natural human emotion. I think we just have to be, again, conscious of also we're exhibiting that type of emotion in front of. Some individuals will handle it much better than others, mm-hmm. right? Some individuals, it may make them feel super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I don't think you need to hide that emotion whatsoever. But I do agree that if you're not giving your very best, if you just have given up hope in the role that you're doing, mm-hmm. you need to figure out what the next plan is.
Yeah.
Right. And have that open conversation with your supervisor. Mm-hmm. And again, that's hard because some supervisors are much more open and constructive and will kind of help you navigate through that and may even try to help you overcome that to stay in the role and to do better in the role. Mm-hmm. And some might just agree that it's time to part ways. Mm-hmm. But I think it's about, again, regulating those emotions the best possible way you can, mm-hmm. While still fulfilling the responsibilities in which you have, which, you know, emotions are hard. And sometimes there's this thing in my head that's like, it's business. It's not personal.
Yes.
Until your business becomes personal. Mm-hmm. And then that's really difficult to work with, right?
Yeah.
So, but let's flip this around a little bit, because I know we were talking again in preparation for the show. We were joking around about how to say shut up professionally.
Yes.
Right. Do you have some of that research?
I do. So there is a website called howdoyouprofessionallysay.com. And this is my favorite thing ever. Some of the examples is, and I feel like for a lot of people, they can relate to this. That meeting sounds like a waste of my time. Mm. This is how you professionally say it. I am unable to add value to this meeting, but I would happy to review the minutes.
Oh.
I told you so, is what they wish they said. What you professionally say, as per my prediction, this outcome does not come as a surprise.
As per my prediction.
I think that's a little passive aggressive.
Yeah. Love it.
But I fully support it. This sounds like a horrible idea, is what they wish they could say. What we professionally say is, are we confident that this is the best solution, or are we still exploring alternatives? Mm. Let's see, what else? Stop bothering me, is what they wish they could say. And it says, you have not heard from me because further information is not available at this time. Once I have an update, I'll be sure to loop you in. See, this, that's one thing when it comes to professionalism is, and I remind myself this as I'm currently looking for jobs, is they're on their own timeline and they have a lot to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
And it's important for me, not just because my anxiety tells me, oh, my gosh, they don't like me. Oh, my gosh, they're not going to hire me. Oh, my gosh, I'm failing at life. Doesn't mean that that's actually true. Maybe they're in the middle of a really important week and they don't have time to answer my email.
Yeah. I mean, so one of my favorite movies is Rudy.
Okay.
And do you
know, is that Rudy? With the dog?
No. It's with the football player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's talking to a priest. And you don't have to be a religious person to appreciate this quote, but mm-hmm. the quote goes, prayers come on our time, but the answers come in God's time.
Yeah.
So it's like you can wish all you want to wish and you can pray all you want to pray, but the reality of time, the gears move slowly.
I know.
Right? So even though it's been just a week or 2 weeks, it feels like an eternity for us when we're waiting for answers. I think another important thing about this too is, just based off of some of the comments you were reading there and ways to say it, is that we do a really bad job as human beings of reading emotion into writing, right? So
look at us saying, that sounds passive aggressive. Right?
When we're typing an email, we're like, I can't believe she said that to me. I can't believe they wrote it that way, right? When in reality, they may have just been busy and they're being honest and real with you. So I think it's really important too, going back to the whole regulating your emotions thing, is to make sure that we're not reading into our emotions, that we're projecting onto things that we're reading or messages that we're receiving. Because I think we just do that a lot. And we're so stuck in a text-heavy world that it just happens.
Sorry, there's a really funny one.
What's that?
It says, Google that yourself. Mm. What we wish you could say, what professionally you can say, the internet is a great resource for these types of questions, and I am available to clarify elements that you are not able to find online.
I love that.
I saw that's so funny. It's like when students are like, hey, how do you find this? And you're like, you want to say Google that yourself, but then you're like, oh, I have to professionally say it. The internet is a great resource.
Well, if you pull up the website.
If you pull up the website and type in first year program or FYP, you will lead us to our online platform. That's so really funny.
I was looking at five ways to say shut up professionally.
Oh, please tell me.
One of them, the number one, I don't think these are ranked in any order, but the first one is, I don't really want to have this conversation right now. The second one is just turn around and walk away. Don't even say anything. The third one is, I should let you get back to what you were doing. The fourth one is, huh, that's interesting. And then silence. And then, well, I'm done talking now. And just stop the conversation. So,
you know, I've actually done that. I've been in conversations and I've legit said, oh, I'm bored of this conversation. I'm done. And I left.
Wow. That's a little harsh. But.
Well, sometimes I also say I have nothing to be involved in this conversation. I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, I think that's good. It goes back to the one that you read about. I can't bring any value to this conversation. Yeah. So I'll check the minutes type of situation. So
I still can't get over Google that yourself.
I love it though. It's true a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because what am I going to do? I'm going to go on to Google and find the answer for them. So.
Ooh, this is a good one. I couldn't care less. Ooh. Is what we wish we could say.
Ouch.
What we have to professionally say is, I will defer to your judgment on this as I am not passionate either way and I trust your expertise.
Well, I think another thing too is back to email and just messages.
Yes.
Is being conscious of the type of email and message you are sending to individuals. This is especially geared towards students, mm-hmm. to your professors.
Yeah.
Even to other students that you may be working with, right? Mm-hmm. I told my class this morning, hey friends, there's actually something called punctuation. All right? Use it. Use it at the end of your sentence. And you can actually use what are called commas. Right?
They just go, yo, 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 J-Dog.
Yeah.
I'm late to class. Sorry.
Yeah.
Exclamation point.
And I also said there's something called capitalization. Ooh. And you can use capitals at the beginning of sentences and for formal names.
Well, you have to remember, a lot of people go write emails like they do text messages.
Yep.
And it is super rude for you to put punctuations, yep, in your text messages. I had my freshman roommate talk to me one day, and she's like, by the way, Lauren, are you mad at me? And I was like, excuse you? What's happening? And she's like, you end all your sentences with periods, and it makes me nervous. And I was like, that is proper punctuation, but okay.
Right. I mean, it's one thing if you're texting, but even if you're texting a professor for some reason, I mean, you can't talk to a professor.
Yo, J-Dog.
You can't talk to a supervisor the same way you talk to your friends.
Yo, right? J-Dog, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks.
Exactly. In all caps.
In all caps.
Yeah.
I'm going to Disney World.
I'm like, why are you yelling at me?
I'm going to Disney World.
So it's being conscious of what you're doing, right?
All day, every day.
So here's some tips for emailing your professors, right?
Do it.
Use your school account. Don't use, like, you know, cutekittenlover@gmail.com, right?
Please use
even
that email.
If you use that, just use your school email. Stay professional with it, right? Make sure you actually put something in the subject line.
Like, yeah, I hate when people don't do that.
If it's a blank subject line, chances are we may skip past it, right? Mm-hmm. If it is, you know.
Ooh, don't write your entire message in the subject line. I've had that before.
Thank you. And don't be demanding. Immediate response needed.
Like, no.
You don't need to do that. We get it.
Bite me.
Wow. Use a salutation like, dear Professor Barton or dear Professor Justin. It's fine, right? Use a salutation. Don't be like, hey, prof, right?
I'm going to start emailing my teachers, hey, prof.
Write concisely in the body of your email. Your message should be clear, organized, and brief. Everybody looks at their email, really glances at it. They don't read every single paragraph. If you're writing a 5-paragraph essay to your professor, they're not going to comprehend everything that's going on.
Nope.
Look at this one. Capitalization, punctuate, and check your spelling. You want to convey an impression as a serious student. This is not a post on Facebook or text message or Instagram or Snapchat or
Snapchat,
you know, X or whatever it's called.
Wow.
Acknowledge any and all replies and remember that whatever you put in writing is forever. So whatever you send, it's going to be out there forever. So this brings us to another part of this professionalism, social media.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Social media is huge. Social media is broad. Social media
is forever.
Is forever. So tips about being professional on social media. What are your thoughts on that?
All right. My thoughts on social media is here's my biggest tip of advice. If granny, grandma, nanny, grammy, any of the other names would not like to see it ever, then you should not post on social media. Grammy doesn't want to see you partying it up on a Tuesday night, and neither does your potential employer. Grammy doesn't want to see you going crazy on a Thursday, and neither does your employer. Anything you wouldn't feel comfortable with your grandmother seeing, do not post.
Legit, right? Because here's the thing now. Employers troll social media.
Mm-hmm.
They honestly do. They get out there. They take a look at what you've posted. They'll even take a look at what you've liked sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for a specific type of employee to meet and match their values. And if your social media doesn't reflect that, chances are you're not going to get hired for that job. And chances are you could even get fired from a job based off of what you post on social media. It is a interesting case study because a lot of people view social media as their own private platform to gripe about everything and everyone, mm-hmm. right? But it's not. They're all public platforms. Mm-hmm. And there is a way for anyone to get a hold of anything that's out there online. So you have to even be conscious of the photos in which you may be in the background of.
Or tagged in.
Yep.
I just got tagged on a photo for Carrie the Musical. But if there was something a little bit worse, if it was worse than that, I would immediately remove it and be like, take that down.
Right? I mean, have a conversation with the people that you're hanging with or that might be in your photo to see if it's okay if you tag them before you tag them. Common courtesy, right? But keep in mind, you're building a digital footprint every single time you post something on any website. I'm going to tell you right now, those of you that think Snapchat is just all clean and it just disappears, you're wrong, okay? It's out there. I'm telling you, there's a digital footprint on that. And if people need to find it, they can. So it's just about being smart. It's about doing the right thing. It's about posting the right thing. Not saying that you can't post your beliefs out there online, but be tasteful in regards to it, right? No hate speech, no anti-Semitism type of stuff. You've got to be conscious of what you're posting.
Be kind. Be smart.
Right?
There's actually a thing about that. Like when it comes to, smart. What's that social media thing? There's like a acronym about being smart on social media. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but it sounds cool. Here's something that says, top 10 social media do's and don'ts for professionals. This is on themuse.com.
Got it.
Oh, you got it? What is it?
Smart, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant. Oh, that's smart goals.
No, that's smart goals. Yeah. So this one says, be respectful. Avoid attacking others and use your best judgment about your own posts. Could they be viewed in a negative manner? Would you shout what you've just typed into a crowd? Don't post about politics or religion. Unless you work in politics, it's best not to take any sort of controversial stance on public social media, especially if you're applying for a job in a sensitive position where you need to protect data. Do have a presence on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is important for networking and professional brand building. So you should have a complete profile there with professional headshot. Please no selfies. Don't overshare personal information. You don't need to post everything that happens to you. Before you share, consider, what would a potential employer think if they read this? Learn to love your privacy settings. It's fine to be a little looser on Facebook or Instagram if you keep those profiles private. Either lock down your privacy settings, you can change your profile name to a nickname or first plus middle for extra autonomy, or keep your post above board. Don't trash talk your employer. Badmouthing a current or former employer makes you look unprofessional and negative. Qualities most hiring managers aren't eager to add to their teams. Keep sensitive company information under wraps. Don't post during the workday. Do contribute to the discussion. Don't feel you must post constantly. And those are the top 10. So again, common sense, being smart, right? The things you're posting, post about your life. Post about the fact that you just had fun on the weekend with friends going camping or canoeing. But don't post the fact that you guys just did a keg stand next to the lake, right? Not cool. Your employer doesn't want to see that. Granny doesn't want to see that.
No, Granny would be disappointed.
Right? Did you find it?
No.
Oh.
I can't remember. It's basically, I remember learning about this when I had some social media issues back when I was in middle school.
You had social media issues?
I did. Okay, well, here's the short story. There was a group chat created that I was not a part of, that I was a part of, but I didn't create. And some mean words were said on this group chat. Well, the person who created the group chat decided to go to the department of our music, or department head of our show choir, and said, Lauren made this group chat. I was talking bad things about this person. And I was like, I had nothing to do with that. I was in basketball practice when that was created.
Found it.
What is it?
Pause.
No.
P. Remember that everything you put online has the potential to be seen by anybody and everybody, and that it can be permanent. P.
Permanent.
A. Audience. Before posting, tweeting, sharing, texting, or uploading, think about your audience and how it could affect them and or their opinion of you and others now and later on. You, unsure. If you are still unsure, ask for a second opinion from somebody you trust. Equally, if you receive a text, tweet, message, or picture that you are unsure about, tell somebody you trust. S, stop and think. What impact your online activity may have on your privacy or reputation, or the privacy or reputation of others. E, end. If you are uncomfortable with anything that's been tweeted, posted, shared, or uploaded, end your involvement immediately and tell somebody you trust.
That's what I
did. Pause.
I ended my involvement immediately. Social media got taken away from me for a year.
For a whole year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, friends, really when it comes down to talking about professionalism, it's talking about doing the right thing, being a kind person, thinking about your audience, thinking about impact is everything. Something I learned in college a long time ago is that impact is everything, right?
Absolutely.
And image is everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you carry yourself, the way you talk to others, the way you treat others, the actions you take whenever you think nobody else is looking,
mm-hmm.
all fall into professionalism and being a professional individual. I talk about professionalism a lot. Many of you may or may not know this, but I'm also a cheerleading coach, and I talk to my cheerleaders all the time about, hey, the minute you put that uniform on, you're a cheerleader and people see you as a cheerleader. But what you also have to remember is the minute that you take that uniform off, people still see you as a cheerleader, and then they know you're a cheerleader. So how you carry yourself in public, the actions you take and the decisions you make, still reflect back on your role as a student leader in the position that you're in, right? So I think it's just really important that, you know, your professionalism carries with you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You, regardless of where you're at.
Yeah.
People know you, especially in a community like a university setting.
Mm-hmm.
People know you. People have seen your face. They know that you're around. The last thing you want to do is them see you being a ridiculous individual on the weekend and then you sitting in a professional position in the weekday and then trying to take you seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. And it's going to reflect later on in your future.
Yep.
So any other thoughts, any other comments before we sign out today, Lauren?
Just remember that being professional is something that people can work on throughout their entire lives. There's always going to be mistakes made. You're always going to slip up, and that's okay. Just make an active effort to be as professional as you possibly can. Truth. There are places in which you have to be professional, like at a conference or at your job or in school when you are actively taking classes. But then there's also places where you don't have to be professional. At your house, you can be as unprofessional as you possibly can.
Right.
With your friends, like, just there are times and places in which you have to be professional. There are times and places where you don't have to be professional, and just know the difference.
Yeah. And I think it's okay to be a little bit more, you know, silly in certain times. As long as you're still being ethical and moral and still serving those that are around you, when you're in your job, we have a great time in the office
all day, every day.
We laugh all the time. And we joke a lot, but we also know when to turn that on and when to turn it off. And I think, again, it's being conscious of the people that are around you and the job that you have in front of you.
So, absolutely.
Awesome. All right. Well, hey, hope you all enjoyed this segment of the Roarcast podcast. If you haven't checked out the earlier podcast, we talked about burnout. We talked about a lot of wonderful things. Check it out.
None of us can remember.
I forgot. Yeah, but homesickness was one of them, was the very beginning one of the semester.
Relationships.
Relationships.
Yep.
Burnout. Check it out. It's all out there. Spotify, the places you found this one today. But hey, give me your best roar.
Roar.
Grrr. That was my professional roar.
That was terrifying.
All right, friends. Let's see. Do I got some tunes? Yeah.
Tunes? Okay, Grandpa.
All right. Hey, this was the Roarcast podcast. Check it out again next time here on the Roarcast.